Collective karma. When decisions are made in a situation, societies that create karma are against God's laws. It is everyone's duty and responsibility to oppose, correct such decisions. If they do not, all those who have been present, involved, and did not correct the decision against God's laws are collectively responsible for the consequences of those decisions. They will create collective karma. Although in our system the idea is for the head to be connected to God, the body also has to be vigilant, so the head indeed is connected to the spirit and God. They cannot have the excuse that a few at the top are making or made these wrong decisions, and they are the ones who are responsible, not us. The leaders of a society, head, are a reflection of the body. Who have they emerged from? If they are from the body, people, and they are going against the universal laws, the dharma, then the body also has fallen. This is especially true for the systems that people have some voice in that system. If someone is living under a dictator, they have a greater excuse of why they do not or did not act against an oppressive system. However, if you have the ability to oppose a system that is following laws or passing them that are not godly, and you either stay silent and or support such laws, you are participating in the decision-making process and will be counted in the collective karma of that group and or society. Spiritual life is an inner and outer struggle, jihad or jihad, to purify the universe within and without. That is why the head and the body have to be purified and strong against the temptations and pulls of the world. Only such people can create an environment that will accelerate human process and bring purity, unity, and justice to everyone. Justice is the closest to the heart of God. Even in the societies that people do not have a voice, everyone has to work toward bringing the voice of the people to the system. Hopefully, eventually, in the kingdom, all in one voice support God's ways, and the body and the head will be synchronized with God. Therefore, the human should become involved in the society and promote the dharma of things and the way things are created to be. Only this way will the peace, unity, justice, etc. come. God's way is the way. God's way is the eternal divine path.